May 16th recess meeting of Lee County Board of Supervisors. First thing on the agenda, the six-year plan public hearing. Virginia Department of Transportation and Board of Supervisors, Lee County, according to section 32. Period 2-33 of the Code of Virginia, conduct a joint public hearing in the general district courtroom of Lee County Courthouse. 33-640 Main Street, Jonesville, at 5 o'clock PM on Tuesday, May 16th. Purpose of plan for fiscal year 2024 and 25 through 28-29 in Lee County. And on the secondary system, or budget, may be reviewed at PDOT Wise Residency Office. Residency Office at 703 Hurricane Road, Wise, Virginia, 24293, in the office of Lee County Administrator, located in room 111 in Lee County Courthouse, Jonesville, Virginia. All projects in the six-year plan that are eligible for federal funds will be included in statewide transportation improvement plan, which documents how Virginia will obligate federal transportation funds. I guess I'll turn it over to VDOT.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good to be with you all. Been a while since I've been here. I guess I'm causing the lights to go out.
You can quit that. Okay. We don't have any flags left.
For those of you who might not know me, I'm Alan Sumter. I'm the Residency Administrator for the Wise Residency. I cover Lee, Scott, Wise, and Dickinson. I'm here today for the purpose of going over the secondary six-year plan. We just had a public hearing last night regarding primaries over in Abingdon. This is the secondary just for Lee County on secondary roadways. So I wanted to kind of go over, I think you should have some information. Hopefully they're part of the plan that's provided for you. I'll kind of go over and give you a bit of a summary. In the secondary six-year program, Dane, you pay the electric bill?
We have, but we don't control lighting.
Okay. In the secondary six-year program, for period for fiscal year 24 through 29, we have almost $3.5 million, $3,458,598. Of that, $3 million of that comes from the district grant program that is specifically for and for only unpaved roads, and around $60,000 each year, totaling $362,000. It's come from the telefee program, which that is a program where that if folks notice, some folks still have a land use telephone bill. There'll be a fee on there. There'll be a telefee, and that's basically a fee that we collect from utility companies for them to have their utilities located within state right-of-way. We collect a small amount that comes back to the localities for use in the secondary program each year in that. So I'll go through quickly, just kind of highlight what's in the plan and what is proposed to be added to the plan. The first road that we've had is Reed Patch Road. We've completed that that project. That is 641. Some folks know that is the Coney Hall area. Then the next road that we have on there is the is 722. That's Klondike Road. We plan on starting the construction of that roadway hopefully in around July or so. And then the next project that we have that will be constructed after that on the program is Route 816, and that's the Maude Harless Road. That's over in the Stickleyville area. Then we also have been working on Clear Springs Road in the Union area. That project is about 50% complete, And then we have next coming construction, and next in line is Route 603, Back Valley Road. We have Route 604, that's also in the Blackwater area that runs up even into Scott County. There is a section of that road that's in the plan. Route 607, actually Route 708 Seminary Road, that is in the plan. Route 805 Slim Road. And then we have two sections that have been in the plan, Blue Hollow Road. Route 669, it's down in the...
I'm just advising the chairman, I need to go make them another schedule. The last thing Joey sent me is a different format, and it picks up on Project 783. So they don't see any of the projects that you're referring to. These are ones that are further down the line, so I'm gonna run and make them a quick...
Okay. While he's doing that, what I wanted to show you too, had made out of Google Maps earlier for you, a printout of the Blue Hollow area, okay? There's one section, the yellow section is phase one, it's already in the plan. Okay, that one goes from down here, Tennessee line, getting up close to, that's 695 is the intersection of that. And then Mr. Schmidt might be able to help me then, comes on up, the second section goes to, right up close to 677, and that's in the area of what I recall Baptist, Grove Baptist Church, goes in there, in that area, and ends there. And then the section that we are proposing to add to the plan this year will complete that roadway. And it is about a mile and a half or so segment that goes from Baptist Grove Church up to Speaks Chapel Church, comes out up there onto 680. And that's the proposed project that we are proposing to add to the plan this year. That estimate on that project is about $695,000, and so we would put basically all the funds that we would have coming to the six-year program in the last year, and we'd be about $69,000 short, which we would fund, so it would probably end up actually being built in fiscal year 2030, is what we would see happen with that. So I'm sorry that didn't have that, but that's the big thing to know for you, really your takeaways, and I try to give you the takeaways for what you can kind of have as to what's going on, is that everything that you've adopted in the past is still in the plan, but we've completed the repatch road. Okay, we're 50% complete on Clear Springs, that's down in the Ewing area. And this year, a lot of folks like to see, you know, what's going to be done this year. This year is going to see Klondike Road have construction on it and Mont Harless Road.
Where was that 603 and 604 you mentioned?
The 603 are over in the Blackwater area. The 603 is a section that loops around from 70 and connects back into 604. It's kind of north, you know, 604. There's code, you know, 604 comes in off of 70, and it goes all the way into Scott County.
Oh, that's what they call West Blackwater.
Yes. Yes.
East Blackwater.
It's the section, well, it's Before you get down on 70, before you turn on 604, that heads you all the way, you can follow and go all the way into Scott County and come all the way in through to Pattonsville and up that way. That's 604 that actually comes out all the way, you know, right on up into Duffield, if you follow that route correctly. Before you get there on 70, there's 603 turns left, and it actually loops and comes all the way back in to 604, back around there. It's the road that's north of that. Okay, so that's the section that's there, that's in that. The 604 section, let's see, that we've had on there, I believe, all the way back in the time from when I was here before, was the section that come from the Hancock County line on the other side of Route 70, and then come back up to Route 70 there. A lot of folks worked a long time to get that road in there. I believe that there's even, indirectly, there's some Sumters live down in that area, down in there, coming up from Hancock County line. Tim and some of his family live down in that area. So if that helps you, if you know any of them, that's in there. So that's kind of the summary. Like I said, we've got two, three roads that we're working on, we'll work on. And then we've got the one is complete, and we're proposing to add the last segment to Blue Hollow Road, which would make that that complete all the way through there. So, Mr. Chairman, we then based on that, I think a good point that we received public comment or your all's comments or whatever. On that there. I hope I've explained it well enough that I'm not getting too loud. Okay.
Thank you. Anyone from the public wish to speak at this time?
I do. Jerry Cox, Stickleville. Thank you for the opportunity to speak here tonight. I didn't realize I was going to talk about the roads here, but I'm thankful to see that Maude Harless Road paved. Mr. Sumter, you know I've been involved in that for many years. It takes, and also the Klondike Road. It takes a long time, and the Cox brothers got that done. And also, I was at the Addington meeting last night, and here's a summary in the paper of the projects. Seven projects lie within Lee, Scott, Wise, and the city of Norton, totaling $60 million. And you guys can look at this. That was in today's Kingsport paper. And also, I have some public hearing comment sheets with some email address and everything. And we've got till August to turn in the extension on the Powell Mountain. We want another 2,000 feet up there, at least 2,000 feet. And it always gets favorable responses from the Transportation Board because they realize that that's our lifeline. That's our main artery into the Tri-Cities and for our health and jobs. And also the trucks that travel, that come to the quarries because the Tri-Cities is booming, and they buy a lot of stone from Mr. Jesse. And they travel back across the mountain, and we need to improve that road. And here's the comment sheets. I'd like to ask the board to either send a letter or personally write your comments.
Mr. Winter.
I want to thank the board. I hope other roads can get paved also. It takes time.
still haven't received any word from you probably haven't seen the question yet. One question was asked last year, is there any idea about mileage wise, how much secondary road we have in the county that needs paved?
I have that total. I actually looked that up this morning as I was preparing. We have a total of right around 118 miles of unpaved roadway in Lee County. It is the third most in Bristol District. The first is around 260 miles in Grayson County, and in Scott County there's 255 miles, and then there's 118 miles in Lee County, and then I think next is Russell County with about 117. It's very close to Lee County of unpaved roadways.
Now what about, I know it's a lot since you're already ahead of the game over here, you might have already looked this up too, and those 118 miles, is there any type of traffic count on all of those, or it's just, I'm sure there is
a, I don't have all the traffic counts obviously with me, but there is we do have traffic counts on every roadway that's state maintained. And as a reminder, in order to be eligible for the rural rustic program, you have to have a minimum of 50 vehicles per day. Well, for any, whether it's in rural rustic or not, for it to be paid, you could have at least a minimum of 50 vehicles per day. And for the, it's somewhere around a maximum, which this comes to play in more with some of the urban areas, but not around here, can't be more than 1,500. It has to have at least three vehicles as well.
Is that a list that we can get our hands on, to how much traffic's on each one of those roads? You know, the reason I ask that, we brought this up last year, you know, it gives you a little bit more guidance on which roads you know you want to really pursue first and foremost.
And I can get you something, but certainly just for your information, out on our public website, under our information section, there is you can go in and you can find the traffic counts of all public, all VDOT roads. It's accessible. There is a, it's downloadable in a PDF and an Excel format on our public website for every county, municipality that there is in the state. So you can go on there and you can search and within that county, and you can find it on every roadway, every traffic count. Now, sometimes it's a little difficult to look at because it's broken down sometimes by segment. Like, you know, going up your way 606, it might have, you know, from 421 to, you know, it'll have to an intersection, and it'll, you know, have the traffic count to that intersection, and then from that intersection to another one, and then on up the line. So you may have maybe 10 or 12 different sections, you know, on a road as long as like 606. As an example that has that. There were roads like that we've been referring to here, like Blue Hollow, probably got one or two sections of it that we've taken the traffic count on, you know, for those. So that's kind of how that works. Does that help you with that?
Yeah, it does. I just, you know, like I say, if at all possible, if we can get something that, you know, I'm certainly one that hates to look up on the website if I can't, you know, if I have to go through different sections, or just something that don't have to be exact, just something to give us a roundabout idea about, you know, and then we can get together and break it down to districts or whatever, so each supervisor would know, you know, what's of importance, rather than everybody lives in their district saying their vote is most important, you know.
If you'd like, I can certainly download the Lee County copy and send it to Dane and the Excel,
yeah,
and send it, so you wouldn't have to look it on, but it is public information. anybody can go out there on the virginiadot.org website. It's under the info section. You go down and there's actually an area, it's called traffic data, and then you can search and then.
Yeah, I appreciate that viewing here.
Whenever you're having a night of insomnia and can't go to bed, you can always look up traffic data for any area or read anything else about VDOT. Might be a scoring pleasure.
Yeah, and the message may not have gotten passed along, but when we talked about this a little bit in our last meeting, I know that I mentioned that in all the other, we were kind of talking about Blue Hollow Road then, which I know Mr. Smith really wants to see finished. But from my perspective, in order for me to vote for something that's not my district, I need to at least be able to say, well, he really needed it more, that there's more traffic counts, there's more households. So I think, I feel quite sure that at least I mentioned to Dane last time to ask y'all for that information about the households and the traffic count. I just don't know how to make a decision without knowing that. I gather that the push is for Blue Hollow, but it's hard for me to vote for something outside of my district without knowing if they need it more than the road in my district.
And as far as that goes, Dane's not here to talk more about it, but we generally, and we've moved down the list considerably. Give you a little bit of a background about it. And Mr. Mosley may have been on the board at the time when I was here before, probably longer than anybody, is that there was a very extensive list of secondary road, unpaved roadways that were on the 6-year plan. And like in 2005 or so, something like that, the governor's administration commissioner that came in at that time felt like that it wasn't a realistic 6-year plan, that we were putting roads on there in order just so, just as an example, like you as an elected official, you want to go out and get votes and you say, okay, somebody say, well, we want your road on 6-year plan, we'll put it on the 6-year plan. Well, the funding, basically the funding would be like, in order to ever get, spread that out in such small dollars that it was going to take, you know, many, many years before you'd ever get accumulated enough funds. So administrations in Richmond at that time came up and said, we want it to be realistic. So they cut roads off the plan and made what was a deliverable plan within the 6 years. So with that, what happened to a great deal, and quite honestly, there wasn't funds. There was shortfall in funds during then, too. So what happened was the roads were cut back, and like in this case, here in Lee County, they've come like on a county priority list. And I guess, Mr. Mosley, we had at one time when I first came here in 2010, we had probably 2 dozen roads, I guess, probably, didn't we, that were, yes, that had been on the plan, that weren't on the plan any longer, and were back on the priority list. So we started working our way down that, like, the first priority that the county set on its list got moved into the last year of the 6-year plan. And so I've been on for 3 years, but we worked, and Rural Rusty program came along, and even during that time was there. I think now we've worked our way through basically that entire priority list that was there to come up through there. So the thing that I can kind of say is that, you know, there's been a lot of need. There were a lot of them per district that were on there. So there's been a lot of roadways that have been done. And so now, and this is kind of like this and other localities, like when I was in Washington County even the last few years, you get reach the point that you get to like, okay, well, let's find what's the next road that comes up to try to, you know, be on there that we can add, because we've gone through so many of the roads. And so I guess, you know, I'll first give you the VDOT perspective of it. We we asked with Mr. Poe, the, you know, what the county'd like to have, you know, placed on here. And so that's, we've kind of taken feedback from him by putting this section in here, the Blue Hollow, as the segment to add for this fiscal year. For us, from VDOT also, by having this section of Blue Hollow completed on there, then it helps us complete that entire roadway. It takes that roadway out of the equation for us, it wraps that one up, and then we don't have a maintenance need that we have to come down and take. So other two sections are done, we don't have to take graders and equipment through a gravel road, you know, through paved road and everything up to a gravel road to work them and cut through. We're completely done with that. So I guess it kind of sounds like I'm selling a little bit. Blue Hollow works good for us in this year. Now, kind of speaking to what talking about is, you know, we have to have this plan adopted that gets, so it goes to Transportation Board like by July the 1st. So we kind of are, you know, getting down to the nitty gritty, down to the wire here on getting a plan placed or in place for this year adopted. But so my suggestion going forward would be that we've got 118 miles of unpaved roadway left in Lee County, that if we give you information like you're talking about, you know, with traffic counts and things of that nature. Now, I can't provide you the number of homes that are on that. That's
the other 3 years I've been here, there's been a spreadsheet that showed the number of homes, cost of the project, and traffic count.
Okay. That may have come from, at Dane's level. I'm not sure. I don't know if it has or not, but it could have come from somebody's in there, but we normally don't go out and count the number of homes that's on there with it. But what I was going to say is that my suggestion would be that, like, going forward, that since we've kind of gone through and completed about all the roads that were on that priority list that were done, that were cut off there, that we've gone through over the last, say, 10 to 12 years, is that you look to develop again another county priority list, so that then that you would know that each year that these would be the roads, kind of have an advance list to go through, to work on up, to bring in, to be in the last year. Because that's what we've done in the past. It was kind of like, okay, we know, we're not left wondering, this is the next one to roll right up into the plan. That just is a suggestion that I might be giving.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. I guess just what I was referring to mostly was the fact that, like, you know, 5 years down the road or whatever, you know, there might be a road that's, say, 12th on the list, that, you know, there might be a lot of people moved off of that road or something, and maybe a development, housing development or something moved over on another little road, and we could just switch those roads.
And in a priority list, that gives you the opportunity to shift that within that priority list before it makes it into the six-year plan, whereas that you kind of get to the point you're kind of locked into it with it once it gets into the priority list. So you can re-rank that county priority listing virtually as much as you want, or whatever, as often as you want, but it gives you guidance then. And experience that I've gained over the years is it also helps with some people, with them knowing that, okay, I'm not on the six-year plan, but I'm fourth on the priority list. I know that I'm on a list that's being looked at, instead of coming in and not knowing that they're even under consideration to even go on the plan at any point in the future.
that's just some feedback that I give you, having done this for a lot of different years. It's one of those things, I hope that I'm being clear to you, it's kind of like, you know, I go, Dr. Litton is my doctor, and sometimes I go in to see him, and he starts talking in terms, and I look at him, and I go, yeah, and he starts using, you know, language, and says, you know, you're, you know, in greater terms, that your knee bone's connected to your leg bone, and that kind of stuff, and starts putting them by names, and I'm sitting there going, like that. Well, I know, being in this, probably, I hope I'm not getting too complicated, and it's clear in my mind, I guess is what I'm saying, where it's clear in his, when he's telling me about my knee bone being connected to my leg bone.
Well, you've been pretty helpful to us in the past, I know that, and I appreciate that. I mean, anytime we've asked, or I know that I've asked, certainly, you know, you've helped me out with questions.
What I try to do, it's for the good of everybody. I don't know if there's anybody else wants to make any comments or not.
Is anyone else from the audience?
Well, I've got a lot of comments to say.
You've already spoken.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the 6-year plan, they're supposed to be finished in 6 years. I don't know about a priority list, but 6 years is supposed to be completed.
And that's what I'm saying. If it gets on the 6-year plan, that's what we're after with the road getting on. Once it gets funded, then that's what we are trying to accomplish. Whereas before, we may have had 40 or 50 roads on a 6-year plan that there was no realistic, you know, way that it could ever be finished within that. That's whenever it got changed, you know, to make it, you know, just what roads could be constructed and funded within that period of time.
Yeah, I know in the past we just kept adding roads and adding roads, you know, the list just kept getting bigger and bigger. Yeah. Anybody else have anything to say? Any comment from the board? I'll close this public hearing. Lead off.
And then we'll leave it for you all later then, you know, where y'all are asking this plan.